This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 139, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 139. My name is Richard Taylor. I'll be your Roots Rock Radio host for the next hour or so. You can email if you like, richard@rrradio.com. So we've had our first lawn mowing of the season here at Roots Rock Radio headquarters. Got the Cub Cadet Zero Turn out of its hibernation after an oil change. That gadget is very fast and efficient at mowing around here. We're getting the outdoors in shape for the first barbecue of Roots Rock Radio headquarters. Spring cleanup 2010 is well underway, both inside and outside. So Apple launched its new internet device, the iPad. I ended up getting one. I got one of the 3G ones. The iPad is a joy to use. The thing is absolutely gorgeous. Reading on the iPad is the best way to read on a mobile device. It is really the future of mobile computing. I checked both of my main websites, rrradio.com and richardtaylor.tv, on the iPad. Both of them fit and function perfectly. You can listen to the Roots Rock Radio shows, or you can watch movies from richardtaylor.tv without any problems. So I'm still working on launching rootsrock.tv. It'll feature video performances of different Roots Rock bands. That, as well, will be iPad compatible. I'm still working on adding the TV studio to the recording studio down here at Roots Rock Radio headquarters. Hopefully I'll make some good progress this spring and summer and then next fall. So Malcolm McLaren died recently. He is most famous for inventing and managing the Sex Pistols. But there is much more to his story. He briefly helped the New York Dolls to try to save their band after Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan left. This story is from Wikipedia. In 1971, McLaren and his girlfriend, the designer Vivian Westwood, opened a London clothing store shop called Let It Rock on the King's Road. The shop sold Teddy Boy's clothes. Let It Rock was successful, but McLaren grew disillusioned with it. In 72, McLaren traveled to New York City for a boutique fair. He already met the group New York Dolls. He renamed his clothing outlet Too Fast to Live, Too Young to Die. He also supplied the New York Dolls with some of their stage wear. In 75, McLaren designed their infamous red leather costumes, and he used a Soviet-style hammer and sickle for their stage show as a provocative means of promoting them. The same way he had the Sex Pistols get involved in all that controversy that helped them with their publicity to get them launched. This ploy was not successful with New York Dolls, and they soon broke up. However, it was while he was working with the Dolls that he first saw the Neon Boys perform. The Neon Boys included Tom Verlaine and Richard Hell, who were later to form Television. In April 75, McLaren returned to Britain, at which time he had renamed his clothing shop Sex, selling S&M style clothing. So at that point in time, Richard Hell had the atypical punk haircut. So McLaren took Richard Hell's haircut and threw it on Johnny Rotten. A quote from McLaren: "I was trying to do with the Sex Pistols what I had failed to do with the New York Dolls." New York Dolls guitarist Sylvain Sylvain said, "I always thought the most important member of the Sex Pistols was Malcolm McLaren." He also said, "He always wanted me to come over and start a group called the Sex Pistols." And McLaren said about that, "It was a stupid idea of mine. No way Richard Hell or Sylvain would have fit with the Pistols." Malcolm McLaren, rest in peace. So Iron Man 2 with Robert Downey Jr. also includes Miss Scarlett Johansson. That is one film I'd like to see in the theaters. Unfortunately, the only theaters close by are now closed, and an almost abandoned shopping center, so I don't get out to see many films in the theater these days. So here's a couple of questions that I will answer later in the show. First question, who wrote Elvis Presley's 1957 hit, Jailhouse Rock? Second question, in 1963, somebody recommended that the head of A&R at Decca Records, Dick Rowe, go see the band called the Rolling Stones play at the Crawdaddy Club in London. This is the same man who turned down the Beatles earlier. So who was the person that recommended he go see the Rolling Stones? Answers later in the show. Also later in the show, some listener email. But first up, a new track from The Successful Failures. You're listening to The Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
I'm in Denver. an old train. I needed to blow off steam. I'd been pulling the load so long. I needed a change in scene. My only escape was my rusty old bucket and bolts on wheels. Well, I just had to get away. Give my soul some time to heal. I needed some time away. I needed to clear my head, yeah. Needed some time away. Up a good friend, new relief from despair. We didn't try to solve the problems of the world. We didn't really care. We took the back roads all the way out to the lake. We needed to hear that soul soothing sound the rolling waves make. We needed some time. Clear our heads, yeah. Need some time away. We watched the sunset as we sat there on that sand. Somehow a sunset can soothe the soul of a weary man, yeah. Gone were the hardships and the problems of that day. We looked into that sunset. It took our minds away.
Time.
We just heard June Star. We heard their tune, My Sweetheart, on the web, junestar.com. Before that, we heard Brother Deg. We heard his tune, Needed Some Time Away, on the web, myspace.com, Deg Leg, DEGELEGG. Before that, we heard Gidget's Gaga. We heard their tune, Becky, BEKI, on the web, gidgetsgaga.com. Longtime listeners of the Roots Rock Radio Show will remember Gidget's Gaga. They were around at the very beginning. And opening the set, we heard The Successful Failure. We heard their tune, Armadillo Boy, from the new CD, Three Nights, on the web, thesuccessfulfailures.com. Listener email. Hi, Richard. Just thought I would drop you a line to let you know where your podcast was listened to. Like many, I have a few thousand tracks on my iPod, but wanted something new to listen to when my wife and I went away to celebrate 40 years of marriage, and she was buried in her Nintendo. I hunted around and came across Roots Rock Radio, heard the opening chords, and that was it. I didn't want to hear any more until I lay down in the tropical heat with a cold beer for some serious R&R. I presume it's rest and relaxation with rock and roll. The first week in Thailand was interesting. Only 25 shot dead in Bangkok, which was 2.5 hours away. The second week was Volcano Watch. But as our flight wasn't due to leave until the UK airspace ban was lifted, we departed Thailand without a hitch. So at least one of your podcasts per day was listened to, which involved annoying my wife, getting her to listen to this or that, repeating some fact you gave, but it was just great, so a huge thanks to all you are doing. My CV included live Beatles, Stones, Dylan, The Who, and so it goes on. No live stuff now, just golf and gardening and listening at home with some booze or other, but never too old to rock and roll, eh? Well, we are merely early 60s, took early retirement, and loving every minute. So thanks again to contributing to the fun. Regards, Bob and Julie from North Yorkshire, England. Well, Bob and Julie, I really appreciate your sending your email, letting me know you appreciate the show, and letting us know exactly how you enjoy it. It's always good to get listener email like this. It lets me know that you appreciate the show and the bands that I showcase from your neck of the Roots Rock Radio Worldwide Woods. Speaking of the Roots Rock Radio Worldwide Woods, here's some recent visitors to RootsRockRadio.com. Chicopee, Massachusetts. Lakeland, Florida. Youngstown, Ohio. San Antonio, Texas. Las Vegas, Nevada. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Wallkill, New York, wherever that is. Seoul, Korea. San Francisco, California. Berkeley, California. Switzerland. London, UK, Tokyo, Japan, Columbus, Ohio, Towson, Maryland, and Ottawa, Canada, plus many, many more listeners from around the globe. If you care to shoot me an email from your neck of the woods, richard@rrradio.com. Some dates in rock and roll history in 1956. Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps recorded the classic Bebopalula. In 69, the Beatles' single Get Back was released in the U.S. And speaking of television, in 1974, television appeared at CBGB in New York City, supported by the Stillouettes, later to become Blondie, who were playing their first show at CBGB. In 1966, the Rolling Stones' fourth album, Aftermath, went to number one on the U.K. charts. In 76, The Who's drummer, Keith Moon, paid 9 cab drivers to block off both ends of a New York street so he could throw the contents of his hotel room out of the window. And in 1983, Mr. Muddy Waters, McKinley Morganfield, died in his sleep at his home in Illinois at age 68. Next up, a track from another group who was with Roots Rock Radio at the very beginning, The Famous. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
In a town that's full of lies, everything that you despise is there before your eyes. You can't close them, you can't close them. And these dreams I'm having too aren't the only things untrue. So I'll lie awake at night and try to forget you. Waiting for the weekend so I can sit at home and try to forget you. And I'm better without you. I'm better without you. Oh, I'm better without you. To call me sweetheart, but now we just don't call each other anymore. And I'm better without you. I'm better without you. Oh, I'm better without you. And I'm better without you. I'm better without you. We'll be right back.
place I would rather be. Living high and mighty on the farm, way back into my warm and loving arms. Way back into my warm and loving arms. Way back into my warm and loving, back into my warm and loving, back into my warm and loving arms. Oh.
your mind. But I'm not waiting till the end of time. Well, I know you're just a man, but I've given all I can, and a better woman you're not gonna find. Our chances that never hurt no one. Well, you act so sly and sweet, but all you do is lie and cheat. Still, I can't seem to get my feet to run. Let me go, beg me to stay. My heart will break. Either take my hand or just walk away. Let me go, beg me to stay. Well, I don't think I'm getting through to you. So darling, here's what I'm
We just heard the Hollyfelds. We heard their tune Either Way. On the web, thehollyfelds.com. Before that, we heard Mannish Boys. We heard their tune The Bullet. From on the web, themannishboys.com. Before that, we heard GT and the Sidewinders. We heard their tune Long Goodbyes. On the web, gtandthesidewinders.com. And opening the set, we heard The Famous. We heard their tune Without You from their new CD. On the web, thefamous.net. So here's the answers to those questions. The one first question was, who wrote the 1957 Elvis Presley song Jailhouse Rock? The answer, Lieber and Stoller. The second question, in 1963, who recommended that the head of A&R at Decca Records, Dick Rowe, go see the Rolling Stones play at Crawdaddy Club in London? The answer, Mr. George Harrison. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 1969, the Beatles recorded a remake of the new George Harrison song, Something, at Abbey Road Studios in London. They ended up recording 36 takes of the song, which included Billy Preston on piano. In 1970, one-hit wonder Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. In 1935, guitarist Link Wray was born. Link was credited with inventing the fuzz guitar after punching a hole in a speaker, giving him a distorted sound. And in 1972, Bruce Springsteen auditioned for CBS Records A&R man John Hammond in New York. Springsteen played a short set for him in his office. Bruce passed the audition. Next up, Lake of Stew. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe, rrradio.com.
That's it, I'm giving it up for joy. I won't expect your love, and I'm leaving like a boy. I tried, but I'm not a good whore. All I get is heartache, now I'm walking out the door. Oh, Motels of America, ease my dancing things with your sticky old linoleum. That sings, I'm gonna get some rest tonight upon them old bed springs. Motels of America, take me under your wings. One kiss, just one kiss, a kiss, and I get confusion. I can't take it anymore, this game is not amusing. I'm always coming home, yes, I'm leaving all the time. I took a chance, you couldn't wait, bye bye. Motels of America, ease my dancing things with your sticky old linoleum and mini fridge that sings. I'm gonna get some rest tonight upon them old bed springs. Motels of America, take me under your wings.
Just right now, I can't say when. I'm getting in that vehicle to head out on the road. Tonight, a motel clerk is gonna lift my heavy load.
Motels of America, ease my dancing things with your sticky old linoleum and mini fridge that sings. I'm gonna get some rest tonight upon them old bed springs. Motels of America, take me under your wing. One more time, Motels of America. Motels of America, take me under your wings. Motels of America, take me under your wings.
father gets home. Well, he's been driving 1,000 miles. I can't wait till my brother gets home. Gonna do it with a fist, gonna take it to the lawn. I can't wait, can't wait for you to come home. I can't wait, can't wait to be a
just heard from Hawk. We heard their tune, What's Going Down? The more things change, the more things stay the same. From Chicago, Illinois, on the web, myspace.com. Before that, we heard the Cowlicks. We heard their tune, Wait, on the web, thecowlicks.com. Before that, we heard from Mark Radcliffe. We heard his tune, In the Sun, on the web, markradcliffe.net. And opening the set, we heard Lake of Stew from Canada. We heard their tune, Motels of America, on the web, lakeofstew.ca. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 1955, a tour with Hank Snow and his All-Star Jamboree and Elvis Presley. 1955, a date in rock and roll history, Leonard Chess signs Chuck Berry to a recording contract. Chuck came highly recommended by none other than Muddy Waters. 1964, the Beatles received $140,000 for the rights to having their pictures included in packages of bubblegum in the USA. 1965, Herman's Hermits started a three-week run at number one in the US singles chart with Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. And in 1966, the Beatles played a 15-minute live set on stage for the last time in the UK when they appeared at the NME Poll Winners Contest at Wembley Empire Pool. Also on that bill, Herman's Hermits, The Rolling Stones, The Small Faces, The Who, and The Yardbirds. That's quite a bill. So there you have it, another wonderful slice of contemporary real rock and roll from roots rock artists from all around the globe. The Roots Rock Radio Show, number 139. Shoot me an email if you care to, richard@rrradio.com. You can also check out the bands and their websites on the show notes page at rrradio.com. So until the next show, I'll be mowing grass and getting ready for the first barbecue around here at Roots Rock Radio headquarters. This is Richard Taylor, signing off.